was good. That's what it's meant for. But we need to recharge that.
Tape rolling?
Yep.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting of April 7th. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Oliver Mujica from the Planning Division. We can go around for a moment with our introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Hernando Potenza, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoga, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
James Snyder, Environmental Control.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. The first item is pre-application 1503 for the property located at 2639 East Amanda Street. It's approximately 2.2 acres. This item has been before us a number of times. Originally came in as a proposed seven-lot subdivision. After conversations with land development and buyer, the project has been redesigned to three lots. So at this point, we've met internally with Laura before she left and seemed to be okay from that standpoint. So there's really no action requested at this point. We just wanted to go around and see if anybody had any further comments that would help the applicant in his formal submittal for a parcel map. This is Christopher, who is the applicant. Would you like to start us off, Gary?
Sure. The proposal current, I was hoping Hector might be here, but the current proposal is for a private street?
Driveway. The driveway.
Private drive.
It's still going to be a private street. You can't have a private driveway with three parcels on a flag lot like that. Who's going to maintain that? Is that going to be an HOA, or how are you going to do that?
I was going to give the ownership of that to the end lot, and he would keep it up. And they would know that when I sold it to him.
Okay. If that's the intent, I think we might want to go take a minute and look at that. I'm assuming that the water department is going to have something to say about the water meters for three parcels on a driveway.
Unfortunately, this is this is normally the case, but this particular site is in East Valley Water District Service Area, so they'll have to obtain their comments from East Valley.
So, with the procedure for the first comment, Gary, would it be would be an easement that private drive would serve it would be as an easement?
Well, most private roads, I think I know what you're trying to accomplish there, would usually be like offered for dedication to the city and we'd reject it, and then it would be private maintenance by HOA or some group.
Okay.
It's problematic to have one person own it. You're talking about one person owning it in fee, that underlying strip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what for the other two parties?
They would have right of way.
They have some sort of private easement across that first, whatever owner's property?
Yes.
Yeah, I think if that's the maintenance we're trying to do there, I think we'd want to take another look at that as far as how we're going to actually accomplish that. So you'd like it to be a driveway?
I'm not particular. It's just that when I brought it in before, I had the two proposals, private road, driveway, and the one suggested was driveway.
Yeah, private road is a bit different than a driveway.
Yes.
But I think perhaps we can work something out there. The property's big enough.
If it were a private road, would that is that works for you too? How does the maintenance on that have to? That has to be an HOA then, or the three property owners are responsible for maintaining that, or how does that work?
Right. You know, there's some sort of property owners group management, whatever, like we do on PRDs, condos.
So your intent, Christopher, is that one of the owners just kind of be responsible in and itself and.
That was my impression after I talked to you on the results of your meeting. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. I can set up a little HOA for these guys.
Okay. So you're open still?
Yes.
Whatever the requirement would be.
So the water district, you'd want to talk to them about... I assume you're going to try to bring a water main down there for a fire hydrant?
Yes, I can do that.
You haven't talked to fire about that part of it yet?
They wanted one, well, when it was seven lots, they wanted one down there. I'm not sure if they still want one for only three, but I'm assuming they do.
I think they probably will.
Yeah, because of the distance from the main street there.
Because these valleys are going to require some sort of easement, access rights, whatever, which would probably go back to some sort of easement instead of a private drive. It's bigger than an acre, so you're going to require a stormwater pollution prevention plan when you do your grading. We'll need to see a preliminary WQMP. You've got channels on either side there, so you're going to have to be careful how you outlet that WQMP. How do you plan to accomplish the sewer to these three parcels?
There is one at Amanda Street, but it may not be deep enough.
So we looked at this before, there's quite a bit of elevation difference between Amanda and this part, especially the southern parcel.
I was suggesting I could go the other direction, go downhill to the nearest river that way.
Fortunately, because of the channels, that would be costly for you to try to obtain an easement underneath the channel to get to a sewer. Again, it's East Valley Water District, so it would be you and East Valley Water District along with the San Marino County flood, trying to obtain those easements or the ability to do that. North, again, it is East Valley Water District, so there's really nothing we'd have on it. But you can't have a sump pump or a pump, a pumping station that would push it up to Amanda. Again, this is going to be through East Valley Water District, in which case, if it happens to be a private road, it would actually work out to the benefit as an HOA, because then you could actually have the HOA also take care of that private pump to pump those up there. But again, that's something that you'll need to speak with the East Valley Water District on, since it is not in our jurisdiction for that.
Okay.
So maybe what I would suggest is, I think the first hurdle that we were trying to get over was the number of lots, you know, on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've accomplished that, from a planning, land use standpoint. I think we're okay with the three lots.
And
so now it's down to the detail of how do you support the three lots, and that's
and access was also one of the issues.
Right, and so
we seem to have an answer to access, and now it's down to sewer.
And so what I would suggest is maybe as a follow up. You can yourself and Hector, have some follow up meetings with Public Works or Gary and Land Development, kind of iron out some of these other little details as you proceed to prepare your tentative map, for it, because it's kind of want to get some of those things out of the way. Otherwise, you have a project that won't be able to be built because there are so many conditions that you can't satisfy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to try to provide you with as much information up front so that you could move forward and plan accordingly.
Okay.
And then the usual, we'll condition the tentative parcel map when it comes in for the usual grading plans, erosion control plans, the SWIP, as I mentioned, the WQMP. But we'd want to see a preliminary WQMP when you submit the parcel map itself. And you need an encroachment permit for the proposed driveway out to Amanda.
Okay, I need a what permit?
An encroachment permit.
Oh, encroachment.
That's going to have to be through Public Works for that driveway. And also, if it does work out that you put sewer out to Amanda, and water, you're going to need encroachment permits through the Public Works Department for both of those items.
Okay.
Well, that's about all that we have right now.
Thank you. Hernando, is that the traffic study you're looking at for the project?
Yeah, that's extensive. I don't anticipate any requirement for a traffic study on this.
We're okay with that. With the private drive serving coming off of Amanda, that should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
I don't have anything further to add at this time.
Thank you. Oh, you want to go?
Yeah, I'd like to. The only thing I was going to comment is that on the radius itself, I apologize for not getting our knuckle or cul-de-sac standard for you. I just want to make sure that we have the correct radius on there. Used to be that we used to have our trash trucks. Now I have to defer over to Gracie on their equipment or the equipment that's being used by our consultant or contract person to make sure that they can make that turn. Same thing, make sure that the fire department's also able to make that turn inside that cul-de-sac. Since it will be either private driveway or road, and I noticed on this plan it didn't indicate any type of sidewalk. It would probably be a suggestion for you to put that in there.
There's a sidewalk down the, west side.
Okay. And same thing with some type of lighting. Again, since it is going to be private, I'm not sure that we have the requirements.
I put a light on there. Is it not on your copy?
It may not be on this one. So this is a biggie.
Okay.
So if there is one in there, it would be great for that.
It's at the end of the cul-de-sac.
It's at the end of the cul-de-sac?
Yeah. Okay. I pretty much designed it to shine on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have a different one. Ah, okay. My bad.
So how's the street light going to be maintained? Is it a regular street light or private?
Again, that's going to be something, depending on how you're planning to. If you're going to be doing it through association, that would be great that you can have it. All these things that are adding up, you can have your utilities, the driveway, the street light, all that can be underneath the HOA, so everybody's paying their fair share on that portion of it. If you have it as a single driveway for one ownership, then it becomes a little bit harder.
Okay.
The only other thing I had is the suggestion on the soils report for your thickness of your driveway, or the road that you're going to be putting in there.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that it'll accommodate not only the regular traffic, which is going to be three houses, but the delivery services going in there. Oh, and the driveway going from Amanda, you have a 20-foot, which is a residential commercial. We don't mind if you'd like to make that a little bit wider so it'll accommodate the trash trucks and stuff going into it. You could use a commercial driveway. It's going to be a suggestion on you. It's not going to be a requirement because it is a residential and it does fit that portion. But if you use a commercial style, it'll help with the delivery services or trash to get into that location. That's all I have. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
Mr. Chair.
A stool, I guess, not a chair. Anything for the environmental services? Perfect. Thank you. Gracie?
So, yes, regarding the trash trucks, same size trash trucks, so we'll need that turning radius. If a fire truck can make it, we definitely can. And you will have three trucks going in there every week, so.
Three
nice sturdy, yeah, one trash, one recycling, one green waste.
Curiosity, two questions to that. But were you planning on putting a gate across the very beginning of it?
I was thinking about it.
Does we'll need access.
Like, is that something that on, say, a flag lot or these type of lots, and I'm asking because I'm trying to understand, would you then require each of those parcels to actually bring their trash all the way to Amanda if that was going to be a situation, or still just have the curb pickup?
It'd be preferable that there's curb pickup in front of each location because then you get into whose trash can and who's contaminating, who's leaving their cans out, not putting them away. So if it is going to be gated, we'll need access, a code, a key, a remote.
Oh, but I guess your question is whether or not they'll drive all the way back or whether they want the cans up on Amanda, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there is a requirement or at what point do you make the changes on that.
She mentioned the preference.
The preference, yeah. I mean, I'm sure your residents will want that also.
Part of an Knox box.
And I'm sure the residents on Amanda won't want their behind neighbors leaving their cans out.
Nine cans out there.
Nine cans.
Yeah.
Trying to drag them 200 feet up.
Or you'd like to be that kid that has to take the trash out of
I mean, it would save wear and tear on that.
On the street.
But, yeah, we'll have to look at that. So each house will have their own 4x11 concrete pad to store those trash cans, and that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No comment at this time, other than when we get to a point where we'll need building permits, you know, plant checks, basic for residential construction.
Thank you. Do you have any questions or points of clarification that you'd like to raise?
Not right now.
Okay.
But I'll get back to you when I do.
Well, we've made a lot of progress. Thank you for hanging in there. We appreciate your diligence as well. Say hello to Hector for us, and if you want any follow-up meetings, please let us know, and we'll make ourselves available.
Okay, that'll mostly be up to Hector, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christopher. Take care.
Thank you.
Next item number two, is specific plan 1601, general plan amendment 1601. Development code 1601, subdivision 1602, subdivision 1603, and development permit type P 1601. Chantal, if you'd kindly introduce that item for us, please.
I won't go through the title again.
Thank you.
Since that'll take about another hour, so. I just wanted to let everyone know that with this, the intent of this is to just go over the results of the scoping meeting that we held this past Tuesday for the environmental impact report, or the draft, actually. The notice of preparation was sent out at the end of March, and we had a scoping meeting for basically anyone in the area who has an interest to come and voice their concerns where it relates to environmental impacts. So during the course of the meeting, the applicants kind of gave a presentation, and there were a few members of the public there, and they expressed concerns mostly about traffic and parking in that area, especially as it relates to the Little League tournaments and the soccer games and practices that are held, you know, various times of the year. So most of their concerns were about that, the additional traffic, and now you're introducing, you know, at least 120 new homes and 98,000 square feet of commercial space. And some of the residents expressed that, you know, during these tournaments, you know, you can sit trying to get out of your driveway for, you know, 10, 20 minutes sometimes because there's so much traffic. Also related to that was concerns that they had, obviously, about parking and off-street parking, and someone raised a concern whether, you know, there would be an issue with having two-story homes and multiple families in two-story homes, and would that increase the parking? I don't think that's so much of an issue. And the intent is for the residents, the residential portion, to be gated in anyway, so any of the off-street parking should be contained within the site. Someone raised concern about light spilling over from the Little League fields and the soccer fields, and now the proposed commercial development that will be right next to the residence. Apparently it's pretty bright there already at night, and so there's concern that, you know, it's going to be basically like daylight for most of the tournament season. There was also a concern about whether fencing was proposed along the wash, because I guess there's a lot of junior high kids that kind of run around through the wash, and of course that is being proposed for the development. Also, there was concern about whether street improvements would be required, and of course that's going to be a part of the development as well when we get to that phase. And then I think somebody raised a question as to whether a traffic signal would be required at Little League Drive and Magnolia. At this point, I don't know if we're quite that far along. Hernando, do you think a traffic study would reveal whether that would be the case, or?
It should.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I have all of those materials, we'll send those over to you. So that was most of the concerns that were raised. I think someone also, you know, mentioned that, you know, potentially the commercial project there might have issues with people parking during all these tournaments and taking up their parking. But I just let them know that, you know, obviously they can post signs that, you know, it's for customer parking only, and, you know, state the appropriate vehicle, a California vehicle code, and, you know, they have the right to have vehicles towed if they're so. But that'll be up to the commercial developments. So. That was basically the results of the meeting. So the
purpose of the meeting was primarily intended to focus on what items should be addressed in the environmental impact report. A lot of the comments that were coming in were project related. You know, what are the flowers going to look like, and that sort of
right,
thing.
Right.
We're not there yet, and so the public review period ends. When was that, Chantal?
April 28th.
So at that point, written comments could be up to that point, they could be submitted. Then they'll go into the preparing of the draft environmental impact report, and they're targeting probably a month or so.
Yeah.
So when we're ready to release the report for the 45-day public review period, we'll come back to the board here for the committee.
Yeah.
As we do with the other, with the neg decks, and, you know, to release it for public review, those go for 45 days. And so we'll, so that's kind of the schedule as we see it at this point, and then we'll kind of take it from there.
Yep.
Anyone have any questions? Thoughts?
Did you have a draft schematic of what was going to be going on the site?
Yeah, I can get them to you.
Okay. Yeah, we were trying to understand with all the different elements that were going on, we didn't know where anything was going to be at.
Okay.
But yeah, we just see it. And once we get further along, then we can understand where, what, and what's going to be really needed.
I've got a CD, so I can just put it in the T drive.
Okay. What does the proposed commercial consist of?
It's still very preliminary, but I think they're right now they're planning on potentially a grocery store, pharmacy, one restaurant pad, and then a few inline retail shops.
So that's probably have requirements for that.
Most likely, yeah. But that'll be once we actually get to a little closer to the development phase.
Thank you, Chantal.
You're welcome.
Did you have any questions?
No.
Just here listening for Eric's ears?
Yeah, just listening. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Item number 3 is conditional use permit 1604. Property is located at 2574 Kendall Drive. It's a request by the Diocese of San Bernardino to develop, establish, and operate what they're calling the Newman Center as an educational and for a location for social activities for high school and college age students. And they're looking to construct a new building, approximately 5,000 square feet, along with all the other on-site and off-site improvements. Overall property is approximately 3 acres. At this point, you know, we'd like to move the item to the Planning Commission, and prior to wanted to see what the comments of the Commission may be, or the committee may be at this time. Gary, would you like to start us off?
I can. We would ask for the usual things, I guess we'd say. Kendall Landing or Kendall Drive is in pretty good condition from what I've been able to see so far as sidewalk, curb pad, or paving. It doesn't look like there's any additional right-of-way required at the moment. We'd still like to see a preliminary WQMP before this goes to commission, which I didn't find one on the T-drive. I'm not sure who the planner is, I guess.
That's me. I thought there.
I didn't see one. Laura may have done one, but okay. I didn't see one posted to T-drive. So we'd like to get that approved prior to commission.
Okay.
And the usual on-site landscaping plan, precise grading, erosion control, SWIP, WQMP, lot merger if these 2 lots have not already been merged because it goes across the property line, or what could be the property line. And there's a line beside ADA. I missed it. I didn't see a trash enclosure.
It's there. It's next to the walkway.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll just require the applicant to fill out the scope of study form, and we go from there.
Okay. Thank you. Robert? I'll pass you this time.
Yeah. Depending on where they put their driveway from this map, they're showing it doesn't look like there's going to be too much of an issue. The only thing I would add to Gary's on that is this replacement of any damaged or cracked sidewalk curb gutter. I haven't been out there to the field either to see what the asphalt looks like.
They may have to go center to the center line of the street, is that?
At worst case, but like I said, if someone's gone out there and it's not really that destroyed, then it'll probably just be a slurry, but it may go down to a grinding overlay, but I don't think it's in that condition.
Pretty good.
I haven't gone out there. I didn't even look on. I'm trying to look on Google Earth right now. The only thing would be the sewer. Do we have sewer available? Just want to make sure that the parcels and the zoning that was done underneath the study that we had in 2002 doesn't over or increase beyond the sewer's capacity for that parcel. That's about the only thing I have on it.
Thank you. Okay.
It would just be, for us, it would just be services for the project, and sewer capacity fees would be need to be paid prior to issuance of the building permit.
Okay. Thank you.
If there's a shared kitchen on site, depending on the number of James Fishing units, they might need pretreatment.
Okay. So we normally get there's a handout or forms that we receive on the applications. Thank you. Gracie?
Pass that down, please. Mm-hmm. We can work with the...
Pass it up like an email form or something.
I know.
I'm so
we can work with the enclosure there.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't go any deeper. Preferably, it'd be great if it was pulled a little bit more towards Kendall a bit. Yeah, so they'll need to modify it to meet ADA access and interior dimensions 8 by 15.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay. Well, not CUP right now, but it's going to be an A occupancy. Obviously, there's going to be some impacts for exiting. Need to know what the impact. Also, parking accessible. The amount of accessibility
and path of travel. All those other absolutely fun things.
So everything else, if we provide conditions, we'll provide the general conditions.
Thank you. It looks like there's a detention basin there. I'm not pretty sure that Laura did look at that.
They're proposing a pretty good sized infiltration basin, which is fine, but I couldn't find anything yet. I tried to look at Laura's stuff to see.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that to you after. I'm sure that we have that. Are there any other questions, comments?
Oh, power poles. I had a question on the power poles that exist there. I forgot to mention that.
Because
we've got them on the frontage, but they don't look to be 33K here larger. So we'd like to see something from them about that frontage. Because typically this kind of project doesn't trigger underground air power poles.
Mm-hmm. Are you pictures from there?
Shows 6 lines, 3 on top, 3 on below, and then you have the 4 below that that have the...
Christmas tree then?
Yeah. So I know further north in that area we couldn't move them because of the size and the cost of them. I believe we put in the curb and gutter parcel. Curb and sidewalk, that was one of our projects.
Looks like the city put in all that curb and gutter sidewalk.
Yeah.
So the bypass driveways to the south.
Yeah. So. And we didn't relocate the poles because they were too expensive for us to relocate. So chances are they are 33 or above, but I don't know what they are.
Thank you. Our recommendation is we'd like to move this to the Planning Commission, pending on getting our pre-WQMP to Gary so we can see what happened on that thing. I'd like to entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
We're moving to second, unless there's any objection, you missed it.
I was really right. I was thinking.
Unless any objection, that item moves to the planning commission. Thank you. Item number four is development permit type D-1513. Travis, would you kindly introduce that item?
Yes, DPD 1513, as you said, it's a request to develop, establish, and operate an industrial building containing approximately, say, about 340,000 square feet on site with a little over 14 acres. We previously looked at this as a pre-app last year. Nothing fundamentally has changed with the project. Minor elevations, a few little notes more from our end. But in terms of access onto the site, size of the building, everything there has remained consistent. What we're looking at today is just releasing the initial study and MND for public comment for the 20-day review period. And then we'll bring it back here once we get ready for an approval hearing.
And that will begin on Monday?
We're looking at early next week. Okay. There's a little bit of documentation we still need to get prepared to send out. But I'm coordinating with the consultant on that.
Anyone have any questions or?
No. The EPMs that you had put on there, did I mistake that you're missing two of them on your description?
I wouldn't rule it out as a possibility.
I was looking at it, it could be that there were so many of them.
There's about 14 or 15. It's possible that a number got transposed or something, but we'll clear that up before we take it for formal action.
Again, no action required on this one or requested. It's just kind of informational. We'll be releasing the document. Thank you, Travis. Item number five is development permit type D-1603. Sean Paul, would you kindly introduce this item?
Development permit type D-16-03 is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial building containing approximately 40,080 square feet along the with required off-site and on-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 14.43 acres located at 4982 Hallmark Parkway within the industrial light zoning designation. The purpose today is also to release the mitigated negative declaration for the CEQA mandated 20-day review period.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's going to begin on?
That'll begin Monday.
Okay.
The 20-day will begin Monday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Any questions? Comments?
At this point, we don't have any site plans.
I do, and I can get those over to you if you want to start reviewing those now. But for today, this was just for the release of the MND.
No questions yet.
Okay.
So there's no, what's the staff recommendation for today's meeting?
There's no action. We're just going to release it like the previous item, just release it for public review. I guess I would ask the committee members, would you like for us to start putting the initial studies, the documents into that G drive, or create a separate? I'm talking about the study, the document itself, aside from just the drawing, the site plans.
There was no drawing on this one. That's the reason I was asking about it. But I don't know if it's going to fill it up. I don't know how. I've already been told I got to take off several gigs of stuff. My name was called out a couple of spots. So.
What we are going to start doing now is on the planning page, there is from the website, you click on planning, and then there's one little drop box that says planning documents.
Yeah.
And if you click on that, we were talking about putting these documents in there, the ones that are out for public review and those kinds of things.
Draft EIRs and such. Yeah, that's good.
You know, there's another section that says maybe the same thing. If you click farther down, and then it gives you all the EIRs and everything that's been done since Hector was a pup. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what use those are providing. But anyway, I want to be able to provide a location where we can go in and look at current stuff, things that are out there, and we'll find a way of sharing whether it's a link or whatever, so you guys can easily get to that.
Once we get used to it, I think it's just going to be a matter of knowing where to go.
Where to go. For those nights that you have trouble sleeping, you'll have something to read.
Right.
Well, we're going to have it on our web page, the planning web page, but I don't know if we want to drop all those documents into the T drive.
They usually are pretty big, and I think we're already low on space in the T drive. So if we put it on the website, that should probably be enough.
These documents are usually two to three reams thick.
Yeah.
So. And those are downloadable.
Yeah. They should be PDF.
You talk a lot.
That's right.
Thank you, Chantal. The item number six is Public Works Project 1601. I guess the Public Works Department has received a grant of some sorts or what have you for they're looking to redo the Second Street Bridge over Warm Creek. I guess there's
yes, we did. Yes, we have. And
well, sorry, I'm not putting you on the spot. Yeah. This project. I'm looking for allies here. But anyway. So what they're looking to do is they're going to release, because there's state funding involved with this, it requires a 30-day public review period, and it's going straight to the city council, or the common council, I should say, not going to the planning commission. So what they've asked, because they're trying to get the funds in place and what have you, is a request to allow for the release of the mitigated negative declaration for the 30 days. Once that day is complete, it would just go straight to the mayor and common council from there. That would be our recommendation, so it doesn't come back to us. And,
okay. I was curious. I saw that too, and I'm like, all right. I didn't know how to go through this process.
A lot of these, anytime there's state or federal funding, one of the boxes is CEQA.
Yes.
And so they're just trying to.
We normally do it. We just haven't done it through this process. That's kind of new to me.
All right. Does anyone have any questions or comments about that item? If I may, I'd like to entertain a motion to release the document and allow it to move forward to the mayor and common council, please.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
Okay. Unless there's any objection, this item moves to the mayor and common council. Thank you. That concludes our meeting for today. Thank you. It is 10:40, and our next meeting will be on the 21st. Thank you very much. Have a great day.